Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Apollo 11 was a massive success. NASA was able to land 2 men on the moon and got everybody back to Earth safely. It was, at the time, and likely forever will be, one of humanity's greatest achievements. But in the years before and in the years since, we've seen all too well just how dangerous space travel can be. Like with any frontier, there are no guarantees, and while we can always hope for the best, we must prepare for the worst. That was the mindset of Bill Sapphire when he gave a letter to H.R. Haldeman, President Nixon's chief of staff, on July 18, 1969, just days before Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were supposed to walk on the moon. At the top of the letter, in all capital letters, read, "In event of moon disaster.
Fate has ordained that the men who went to the moon to explore in peace will stay on the moon to rest in peace. These brave men, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin, know that there is no hope for their recovery. But they also know that there is hope for mankind in their sacrifice. These 2 men are laying down their lives in mankind's most noble goal, the search for truth and understanding. They will be mourned by their families and friends. They will be mourned by their nation. They will be mourned by the people of the world. They will be mourned by a Mother Earth that dared send 2 of her sons into the unknown. In their exploration, they stirred the people of the world to feel as one. In their sacrifice, they bind more tightly the brotherhood of man. In ancient days, men looked at the stars and saw their heroes in the constellations. In modern times, we do much the same, but our heroes are epic men of flesh and blood. Others will follow and surely find their way home. Man's search will not be denied, but these men were the first, and they will remain the foremost in our hearts. For every human being who looks up at the moon in the nights to come will know that there is some corner of another world that is forever mankind.
It was because of the unrelenting dedication of so many people and the persistent drive for us to push further than ever before that allowed for the world to tune into their radio stations and turn on their televisions on July 21st and not hear that letter being read out loud. But knowing that it could have been helps put the entire mission in perspective. Instead of this letter, Nixon was able to not only make the first ever phone call from the Oval Office to the moon, but also was able to look at the 3 astronauts face to face and congratulate them when they returned home. In the decades since, we've gone back to the moon. We've successfully planted flags and have seen astronauts spending weeks and months orbiting our home planet. But there will never be a time where all the people of Earth hold their collective breath in anticipation of humanity taking a massive leap of faith together. Revisiting Apollo 11, Five Untold Stories is hosted by me, Kara Mahorn, and distributed by Sci-Fi Wire. It was produced and edited by Harry Sultan and Hannah Fowler, with special thanks to Phil Plate and Danny Roth. The stories we told in this series were real events that happened during the Apollo 11 mission that you may not have heard about. But if you're curious in hearing an amazing story about what might have happened if something went horribly wrong, you should check out the fantastic storytelling at the Truth Podcast. Their episode, Moon Graffiti, has a fictionalized conversation between Buzz and Neil after their lunar lander crash lands on the moon, and they realize they won't be able to make it back to Earth. It's a truly exceptional piece of storytelling, and we think that you'll enjoy it. So check it out at thetruthpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.